You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The 2020 season did not quite go as planned for Reds fans as the playoffs ended abruptly in the wild card round. Now the Reds are left to pick up the pieces during the offseason and fix a lineup that was the worst in Major League Baseball. How are they going to do it? What are they going to do? Rumors, transactions, news, all here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Carr. Let's go!
What's up, Reds fans, and welcome in to the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. On today's show, I'm very excited to bring to you my interview with Brandon Bailey. This is going to be part one of a two-part series here. Part two will be tomorrow. As we talk to Brandon about a whole bunch of stuff, we actually start out today's interview looking at some Star Wars, and I ask him about his experience getting traded. He actually has a couple of different ones, and I also ask him basically to round out himself as a pitcher and what it was like when he first learned about spin rate. Before we get going, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast on whatever platform you're currently listening to. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with three Fs and follow the show at Locked On Reds. All right, let's jump right in. Alrighty, for today's Locked On Reds, I have a special treat, brand new to the Cincinnati Reds, just came over this offseason from the Houston Astros via trade. Now, vying for a spot in the bullpen for the Reds. He is Brandon Bailey. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Man, it's great to have you in here. The bullpen, it's been a very interesting situation. I want to get your take on that here in a minute. But I've got to say, first off, I saw the Christmas picture. You got a Star Wars t-shirt on. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. That's my jam right there, man. All right, so obviously, first question, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. Revenge of the Sith, hands down. Not even close.
See, now, that one I got an alternate take on. It's the one everybody likes to pick, I know, but I love Empire Strikes Back. There's something about Hoth, but Sith is not far off.
Okay, that's fair.
That's a pretty good one. I love all the different stories that you get to see with Star Wars, and that's one thing that people always like to crap on, especially with the prequels and stuff. I mean, you know, everybody hates on 1 and 2, but 3 is a pretty darn good movie.
I just like it because it really kind of provides some insight and a look at right at what Anakin was like right before he turns to the dark side and becomes Darth Vader, and kind of how that whole storyline kind of comes to the climax, I guess you could say. But another movie that I really did appreciate was The Force Awakens. I thought that was really good. I love BB-8, the droid, and I just... I liked Finn. I liked that character. Not so much in The Last Jedi. I think they could have done a lot better job with that movie. But I did appreciate The Force Awakens, although many diehard Star Wars fans really didn't appreciate it from what I've heard. But I enjoyed it. I love Kylo Ren. I like his version and his take on a new Sith Lord, or not Sith Lord, but you know, a Sith Jedi or Sith Master, excuse me.
Dude, absolutely. And the brand new, I mean, the sequels, people really hate it, especially on 8 and on 9. But I'm just of the mind that more Star Wars is always good Star Wars. Are you caught up on Mandalorian?
Yep, all caught up on Mandalorian.
Yes.
Me and my girlfriend were watching it every single Friday and was completely mind-blowed, how they finished out season 2. I don't want to go into spoilers or anything, but for any true dedicated Star Wars fan, you understand what I'm talking about and how they were able to do that. I'm just completely mind blown. I don't know how they did that.
Yes, we are a no spoilers podcast. I'm just kidding. I don't really talk a whole lot about spoilers, but it was fantastic. And honestly, I've had a couple of friends who are not even Star Wars people that when they started watching The Mandalorian, it like hooked them in, and now they're watching the movies and they're like starting to get reeled into the fandom. And I love it. They've done such a good job with that series. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next. And with the Book of Boba, I was always a huge Boba Fett guy, so I'm looking forward to that too. All right, well, that is way more Star Wars than anybody listening to a Cincinnati Reds podcast thought they were getting today. So let's look at some baseball here. So you are coming over from the Houston Astros in a trade. Firstly, with that, I want to get your take. What was the trade process like for you?
Well, I've been a part of a couple so far. First one was going from Oakland to the Houston Astros back in 2017. And then obviously this one from Houston to Cincinnati. But the trade process was an interesting experience, especially in this one in particular, just because Kyle Bodie, who is also in a way he's my new boss with the Reds, but was my former boss with Driveline Baseball back when I was an intern there in the winter of 2019. So I had a little bit of an inside kind of scope or look, you could say, and just had a hunch as to what was going on. Kyle was kind of telling me that he was like, hey, we are in the process of trying to see if we can trade for you. That's all I can really tell you, but just don't be surprised if there might be some movement here in the next day or so. He said, I'm not 100% sure if it's going to work out, but we're trying. So that just got me really excited because as a player, especially as a young player that's up and coming and trying to get their feet wet and establish themselves as a big leaguer and become a prominent figure on a specific team and just having a really important role, just to hear that you're wanted by a team always makes you feel good. But then there always obviously is that bittersweet on the flip side. You look at it as, well, this other team that I'm currently with doesn't want me, but I always try to think that the glass is half full. And so I was definitely excited didn't know much about Cincinnati, but obviously heard good things from Kyle and Eric Jagers and some of the other guys that are involved that I know about in the player development side. So I obviously know that the organization is moving in a very, very solid direction, just having those two guys in particular leading the charge on the pitching stamp on the pitching front. That was kind of the whole trade process for me, and then it worked out and I couldn't be more excited. One of the huge perks is spring training in Arizona. Just yes. Me being a Colorado guy, super excited about that. And not that there's anything wrong with Florida, but it's just a little bit further away from home for me, and I have some family from Arizona as well. So it's just a really good fit, and I couldn't be more excited to be a Cincinnati Red.
In a minute, I'll ask him basically to round himself out as a pitcher on the mound coming in for the Reds, just to introduce himself to us. And also, we talk about spin rate and what it was like when he first learned about that. But first, let's talk about a little bit of sports wagering. Done right and responsibly, you can make some money and have some fun. And the best place to do that is betonline.ag, the official sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on over there. They've got all the sports that you can think of, whether it be college or professional. You can check out NFL. You've got the playoffs coming up with that. Plenty of college basketball and NBA and NHL. If you're a big hockey fan, betonline.ag has all of those sports and more. So check them out. Go over and set up your profile and enter the promo code Locked On to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's betonline.ag and the promo code Locked On for a 50% deposit bonus. Check them out. Very easy to use website to get to the sport, the game, the team that you want to wager on. That's betonline.ag. And now that we are firmly within the grasp of winter, I'm sure your car is telling you it needs a little bit of work. Maybe you need a battery, maybe you need some brakes or something like that, some wipers, but you don't really want to get out. You don't really want to go down to the store on the corner and walk in and buy all that stuff. you can have your parts delivered right to your door. Check out rockauto.com. They've got all the parts that your car will ever need, and they've got amazing prices too. When it comes to the quality of parts, they've got all of your favorite brands, and they're not going to break the bank as you look to do some work on your car this winter. Whether you've got an old beater or a brand new mid-engine Corvette, Rock Auto's got all the parts for you. Check them out. Go to rockauto.com. And in the checkout section in the How'd You Hear About Us area, type in Locked On to let them know that your pal Jeff from the Locked On Reds podcast sent you. That's rockauto.com. And in the checkout section, type in Locked On. So what introduce your repertoire to the Reds fans listening to the podcast here. And I think I just butchered the word rep. Okay, your arsenal of pitches, because I've looked on Baseball Savant. I know it looks like fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. What's your strengths? Kind of give us a rundown of what we can expect from Brandon Bailey on the mound.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think rabbits out of the hat, and people mostly that have seen me pitch know that I have a high spin fastball that usually sits in the low to mid 90s. Last year, velo was just a little bit down, and I think that had something to do with, you know, starting up in a normal spring training timeline, then completely shutting down for 2 or 3 months and then trying to pick it back up really quick. I just never felt like my arm really could get going, but hopefully this year with a normal off season and how everything seems to be looking, we can get that fastball back into the more 95s and 96s. That and then my changeup is my best off speed offering. I like to throw it to left-handed hitters and right-handed hitters. Doesn't matter. And I like to throw it a lot. And then I have a good solid curveball that I've been working on now for over 4 or 5 years, and it's really progressing very nicely and trending in the right direction. And then added a cutter and also throw a slider as well. So it's kind of a 5-pitch mix starter arsenal, but at the same time, I'm hoping that I can work with Derek Johnson and Eric Jagers and kind of get a game plan for what pitches seem to have the most likely positive outcomes. And if thrown to ideal locations out of the bullpen.
Do you remember what your thought process was like when you first learned about spin rate? Like, was there like a light bulb that went off? You're like, whoa.
That's actually kind of a funny story. So I was with the Oakland A's at the time, and it was spring training 2017. And Gil Patterson, who was the minor league pitching coordinator for Oakland, I believe he still is to this day. We were doing like one-on-one meetings about, you know, what are your goals for the upcoming 2017 season? Kind of where are you probably going to be placed to start the year? What do the Oakland A's want to see out of me as a pitcher to see that I'm trending in the right direction? And Gil sits me down and he's like, so obviously we're very behind with all of this data and analytics and all of this new technology that's coming to the surface level in the player development side. But we do have a TrackMan, and he was like, one thing that I want to point out to you is that your fastball, like, spin rate is freakishly high, like way higher than a lot of other guys that we have in the minors. And he said it honestly would be one of the top spin rates in the major leagues right now if you were there. And I was like, okay, sweet. What does that mean? And his response was, well, I don't really know, but we're working to figure it out. And that was, like I said, that was back in 2017, and when all of this stuff was really just kind of coming to fruition, when you hear about launch angles and spin rates and vertical approach angles and, you know, spin efficiency and gyro degree and all of these fancy terminology and lingo that now just seems to become normalized in today's game. But at the time, that's where I first heard the word spin rate, and that I had a good spin rate on my four-seam fastball.
Gonna stop it right there. We'll continue the interview on tomorrow's podcast. We'll finish it up. Got a lot of great stuff about Driveline that I talked with him about. He actually used to work at Driveline, and we look at his take on the Reds bullpen right now, seeing Iglesias go and Archie Bradley go, he kind of gives me his point of view heading into it and getting ready to compete for a spot in the bullpen. But that'll do it for us here today. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. Make sure that you are subscribed on whatever podcasting platform you're currently listening to. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 F's and follow the show at Locked On Reds and save the Locked On Reds line number into your phone for reactions, for comments, for questions, whatever you've got, 513-549-0159. Thanks again for downloading and listening, and make sure you catch tomorrow's conclusion of the interview with Brandon Bailey.
Let's go, Reds. Hey.